Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your light of life that brings the heavenly life to us. So we thank you. We know our soul seeks for you in the night, and then by your Spirit, Lord, we seek you early as we're doing this morning, and we are refreshed and blessed to bring restoration in our households and our families, in our environment and into this world, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that your word says that when the righteousness is revealed to us in the mornings, Lord, it goes out into the world and it affects the world, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for this wonderful encouragement in the word here in Matthew, Lord. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your service, relevant to staying with you and walking with you and being a fragrance, the fragrance of Christ in this world, in Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 6, verse 5 and 6. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to stand in the synagogues and on the street corners and pray so people will see them. I tell you the truth, they already have their full reward. When you pray, you should go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who cannot be seen. Your Father can see what is done in secret, and he will reward you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is the beauty. He's talking here about talking to the Lord and then finding your peace, drawing close to the Father. Now, we've been circumcised in our heart. We've come into a new kingdom. And as we partake of this kingdom, we bear much fruits. So we become productive and fruitful. 2 Peter chapter 1 talks about. So this is about being refreshed. This is about finding the Lord and then making him known. Now, the whole thing is this: going into your prayer closet, closing the door. It's a video now that says everything about that, and it's so beautiful. And straight away when I listened to it, I just perceived, you know, we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and this is how Jesus had it. I mean, how often did he have a room to go into and have his quiet time? But, so this video will say everything. It's beautiful. But I just want to elaborate on this as well. You know, when you draw close to your Lord, whether you're in the field or in a house or wherever, the big priority is you wanting his word. Why do you want his word? Because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and your days ordained for you are written while there were yet none of them. So now you get going to the Lord for the daily requirements. Amen. Sufficient for the day. So the things to just understand what you've got to close out is lack of understanding. So you make sure that which you're spending time and you're getting into the word with the Lord, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. So you're going to get understanding. Why are you going to get understanding? Because Isaiah 50 says, he gives you, he wakes you up, and he refreshes you to refresh others. So if you don't understand, you've got no word to bring. You haven't got that word. And think of the parable of the seed and the sower. You need to understand so that the devil doesn't steal it from you, and you're able to communicate it to others. So that's so important. That goes also with James. But looking into the mirror, seeing who you really are, but then going away and forget who you are. So you don't want to forget who you are. So understanding. The second thing you can understand, and when you're drawing close to the Lord, you're going to be refreshed. That's the second seed. You're going to rejoice. But then thirdly, you need to understand that there's going to be testing in the day, and the testing needs to be an opportunity to put this word into practice. You know, I've seen it with worse scenarios, drownings, a drowning I had, problems I've had on outreach. If I go back to what the Lord showed me this morning, I find the path that I need to take, and I get strengthened, and I'm ready, and I overcome it. So that's the second seed. It comes up joyfully, but then when the heat of the day, it loses its strength. So you need to understand that, and you build yourself up there. Thirdly, you don't allow the thorns and the thistles to come up, and that's the cares of this world. Why? You're going to God now. So you leave those cares and what you're worrying about and that, because here is the God that is blessed you with every spiritual blessing, and he's here now to bless you for the day and to give you sufficient, and everything is in his hands, and there's a time and season for everything. So you getting the godly reality, that's a big thing. You know, you're drawing close to a God that has got your life in his hands, and not just your life, your children, your work. He's got everyone's heart, and you want everyone to, just like Jesus desires, yeah, just as the word says, it desires all to be saved and come to a knowledge of him. So that's important. So this is what Jesus, every day he was relevant. Every day that testings came, where there's a Samaritan, he sees a need and he ministers into him. He sees the need to minister to the guys. He ministers to many people, but then he sees they're hungry, and then mighty miracles start happening because he stays in tune with his God. So that's Isaiah 50, the quiet time that this guy's going to share about, which is so beautiful. He puts it across wonderfully. And please listen to this video or this clip. And then when he goes into the day, I mean, one time he was weary, but he saw a Samaritan that would be even wearier because of their positioning and the people's, how they value them, you know. And Samaritans weren't valued, but he brings a worth. But then he points out where the gift of God comes from, you know. And that is what he's tapping in. And this gift of God is going to be like a river welling up in your innermost being, bringing you the God quality of life. That is what we tap into. And that's how you close the door when you get into the Spirit. Romans 8 tells you that. You stay in the Spirit. It may be someone in the flesh cannot please God. And yes, you do get in the flesh sometimes. But then you just got to close the door to the flesh. And you've got to say, Lord, I'm here with you now. Thank you for light, for life, for answers for problems, and for blessings, for curses. So that's so important. And Jesus draws from that resource as he sees this need, and he speaks there into that lady's life. And can you see, this is the gift of God, from where all the gifts come, from the treasure house of the Spirit. Your Spirit and the Holy Spirit is one now. They married. Amen. He circumcised your heart to serve. He pours his love into your heart by the Holy Spirit. So that's in the mornings, it's so important. And then we see with the Jesus and the Samaritan woman and all these things he was going through that we see in the Bible. It was all a testimony to encourage us. We need to know we tap into God at that time. Remember what he shared with us the morning, and we bring light into that night. It's so wonderful. He says, and this way of worshiping, which the Samaritans had another way, and the church at that time, the Jews in Jerusalem, they had the temple. And he says, no, there's a time coming when you will worship, not in the mountain or in the temple, but you'll worship in spirit and in truth. Can you see, guys, this is worshiping in spirit and in truth, tapping into your God and walking conscious of your God. And I go back to the beautiful, beloved disciple again. He says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And we write this and we share this so your joy will be full. And what has happened when he says he's fellowshipping? What he sees and hears, he declares. So you just need to stay in tune with your God, flowing together with him. That's what it's all about, guys. I've sent the Samaritan at the well. Jesus ministering on the well. You can get much out of that. If you just see he's drawing from his resources of his Father with him through the Spirit, coming forth from the heart. And that's what we all need to do. Amen. So be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.